Welcome to Let's Talk, brought to you live by the National Indigenous Radio Service. Catch all the hard-hitting news and current affairs that focuses on all relevant First Nations issues from a First Nations standpoint. This is Bo Spearham with Let's Talk.
Yama, I'm Bo Spearham, Gumaroi Kuma and Marawari, and welcome to Let's Talk. I'd like to acknowledge the country on which we are broadcasting from, and also to. I would also like to pay my respects to our old people and the many people who are tuning in from around the continent, listening via the National Indigenous Radio Service NIRS, or if you're tuning in via our website, 989fm.com.au. Also, on Saturday, the 4th of December, Triple A Murray Country hosted an amazing community event called Brisbane Blacks Live Music Festival at South Bank. The day was about celebrating our community and also preparing our community and celebrating what we have been through over the last 18 months and preparing our community for the borders open very shortly. I think that's next week, next Friday, I think the 17th is, of December. The day was full of live music from artists and bands such as Moppin' the Dropouts, Troy Cassidaly, The Jacks, local hip-hop artist Mac Ridge, Chloe Terrere, who I really enjoyed. She was Sister Girl, was going places, and many more amazing artists as well. As well as a pop-up vaccination clinic on site that encouraged mob to get the COVID jab, but then also just to have yarns about their concerns regarding the vaccine as well. So on the show today, I'll be playing some interviews that I got on Saturday with some of the mob. Some artists who performed. I actually interviewed a family who, I guess, five kids in the family, and they're all vaccinated, plus mum, so I chat with them as well. And then also, to kick off the program, I yarn with Emily Coleman from Digi Youth Arts. We start off the show by asking her name, her mob, and where she's from.
I am Emily Coleman. I'm Bunjalung Gitabul, but I live here in Brazil.
Deadly sis. Big day today.
Massive.
At the Brisbane Blacks Live Music Festival. Digi Youth Arts have teamed up with AAA. Could you tell us a bit about this sort of partnership?
Yeah, so we've been doing all of the marketing and design and coming in to help with some of the stage management and helping wrangle a lot of the artists. It's been really deadly. It's been a very cool day today, hanging out with everybody backstage.
Definitely, definitely. And you know, the work that, you know, Digi Youth Arts have been doing is amazing. And just for our listeners that might not be aware of what you do and the role, could you just tell us a bit about it?
Digi Youth Arts is a non-for-profit arts org that shares the stories of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander young people. And we kind of work across all art forms. We do visual art, we do street art, we do theatre, we do music, we do film now. Yeah, we kind of work across all art forms and just create a space for a young mob to come and share their story through art.
How's the day been for yourself?
So good. It's real hot, I'm not gonna lie. I'm really sweaty, but it has been so good hanging out with community and just like getting in amongst the crowd and sharing photos of sharing parts of the set of all of these amazing artists coming together and trying to keep our community safe. It's been a really massive day.
When's the last time you've been to a community event like this?
Oh, geez. Pre-COVID, I reckon. Before all the lockdowns, easily.
So, you know, we could roughly say almost 18 months.
Yeah.
Since then, with where we're at now, to have a community event like this, how good is that?
Far out. I miss hanging out with mob. I miss being out and having big days like that. You know, like we get together for all the marches and stuff, but it's you know, it's good to come together in a space like this and just have a really good time together.
I guess in your words, how do we protect our community in these times?
I think making sure that we're all doing our part, you know, making sure that we are checking in on our elders and that they all have the information that they need, because a lot of us get our info from Facebook and stuff, and lots of the aunties and uncles aren't on there. So making sure that we are giving everyone the info that we all need to keep safe.
And, you know, I guess just sort of wrapping up as well, sis, you know, should we have more community events like this here?
100% Yeah. Unquestionably,
obviously, this
yes.
is your bread and butter. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, this is what Digi Youth Arts have been doing since the, you know, their inception as well. Mm-hmm. And just, you know, if there is some people out there listening, you know, who are interested either in sort of coming to see what you do, mm-hmm. Where can I get in touch with Digi Youth Arts?
So we're at Digi Youth Arts on Instagram. We keep it updated pretty regularly. But I'm going to shout out the Ancient Bloods real quick because their tour is coming up next week. And they've got a show at the zoo on Thursday night. So all of DYA will be hanging out there.
Awesome. Well, hopefully later this week you can come in for a yarn. Mm-hmm. You know, we can, you know, update the broader community on this gig as well. And what's your role with Digi Youth Arts? Like, you haven't told us yet.
Oh, I am the current artistic director under mentorship from our lead artistic director and founder, Alethea Beatson.
Brooke Carson, Waka Waka Nation, Cobble Cobble Clan, and I just live in Brisbane.
Totally, sis. We're here at the Brisbane Blacks Live Music Festival. You enjoying the day?
I'm really enjoying it. It's a really good family fun day. I'm enjoying some live music. We just watched Mop and the Dropouts, and I'm just waiting for Maisha to come on now.
In regards to Mop and the Dropouts, you know, do you remember listening to them, you know, growing up? You know, was there an influence from, you know, the parents, the grandparents and the uncles and aunties?
Definitely grandparents. I never actually, this is my first time listening to them properly, but there's talk that my grandparents are major fans, and then some uncles that I know as well have been talking about them, said that they're here to see Mop and the Dropouts out of everyone, so... they're a big deal.
Another reason for this event as well is to prepare our community for when the borders open. Our community, like other black communities around the country, were very vulnerable. And we saw many outbreaks in different Aboriginal communities. The reason to put this on is because we know the best way to look after ourselves. I guess, in your words, what's the best way, you know, as black fellas that we can, you know, look after our mob?
First of all, to get vaccinated. So there's a lot of great initiatives that are going on with the Indigenous organisations. Like we've got here Deadly Choices as well doing some pop-ups. So first of all, I think the number one thing to do is just get vaccinated to protect your own family, yourself and your mob and community.
Within saying that, you've been vaxxed yet?
Yes, I was vaxxed. After the last lockdown we had in August.
So I take a double vax now?
Yeah, double vax.
Yeah. And is this your little brother?
Yeah, it's my little brother. He just got his first dose today.
Oh, yeah. How are you feeling?
Good.
Yeah? Was you a bit nervous getting it or...?
Yes. No, I don't like needles.
How do you feel, you know, getting it as well?
I feel better and I feel happy that I actually got it now and less nervous about it.
Is this your first one or your second one?
First one.
First one. Oh, yep. Just to have a community event as well, like, we didn't get to have NAIDOC, we didn't get to have many community events this year, so to see all the mob out here interacting, you know, at the front of the stage, there's all the young kids playing football as well, so, you know, is it good to see everybody out here in the community sort of yarning and, you know, seeing some of the elders?
Yeah, I liked seeing my cousins and stuff and playing with them again in, like, the big open space. And we did the family day today as well, and that was fun as. And, and we've been playing footy as well, so that was good.
Yeah, and I saw all the kids at the front as well playing. And so at the moment, just tell us your name, sis, as well, and who are these fellas in relation to you?
My name's Gabriel, and these are my children. So Brooke and Nora are my two of my five.
We're at this event, one, to celebrate the strength of our community and to sort of say, like, we know how to protect our community as well. Are you having fun, you know? How's the day been?
Yeah, it's great. It's great seeing people we haven't seen for a while too because of lockdowns and you just can't get around and catch up with people. So we've seen a lot of faces that we've missed. Mm-hmm. And then just sitting on the grass and, with, like, the weather's fantastic. Yeah. And listening to live music. Mm-hmm. You can't beat a Saturday afternoon like that.
No, you can't. You know, and as we alluded, like, all day throughout, you know, the broadcast and throughout sort of the MC's talking, we didn't get to celebrate NAIDOC and we didn't get to celebrate many things for this year. So the fact before the borders open and before the end of the year we get to have a community event, how important is that?
So important. I think getting out and just being able to laugh and muck around a bit and like the kids down the front playing touch football, just random kids down there, it's really good to get out there again and connect with... people and see people and catch up with friends. It's so important.
In your own words as well, what's the best way that we can protect our community?
I think definitely, just saying, following up on what Brooke said, getting vaccinated. It's not just to protect ourselves, but it's to protect our little people, our elders, the community as a whole. It's so important, I think, so that we can move forward and keep people safe, especially our most vulnerable. I'm double vaxxed. Noah was the last one in our house to get vaxxed, so I'm glad that he's got it done. It means that once the borders open up and families start to come back, that we can see them safely, and I guess having that prevention there of getting people, like, not getting sick and catching the dreaded COVID.
You do some amazing work within the community with Deadly Runners. For any of our community out there that don't know what Deadly Runners is, could you tell us what that is?
Yeah, so Deadly Runners is part of the Indigenous Marathon Foundation. It's a kind of arm, a break-off from that, where we have it's a not-for-profit community free event. We meet three times a week. Sometimes I call it Deadly Talkers because we do a lot of talking and not a lot of running. So we do walking. We're on the north side, so down at Bramble Bay Sandgate. But for us, it's all about being together. It's about community and staying fit and healthy. So you don't have to be a runner. We have ages from, we've got newborns, their parents come down and walk for health, and then we've got our old people, they come down as well. And it's a good chance to just catch up with people.
Yeah. If there is anybody listening, they want to get in touch and say, hey, you know, can I join or can I start one in my own area? How do they get in touch?
If they hit us up on our Bramble Bay IMF Raw Facebook page and just send me a message, and I can talk to them about either setting one up in their community or come down. And Sunday afternoons are our favourite afternoon because the kids play touch, and then some of us walk, some of us run, and it's a nice afternoon down by the water too.
And that was my yarn with Gabriel, her two kids, and also Sister Emily from Digi Youth Arts. That was live from the Brisbane Blacks Music Festival down in Southbank over the weekend as well. I think Sister Jewel's going to come down and have a yarn because, like everybody, we all had a really amazing day. Got to see family, got to see friends, a lot of elders kicking about for the whole day as well. So it was really good to see them. Very shortly, I will be chatting. I do chat with Macridge and also Rochelle Pitt. I'm actually going to go to my yarn with Sister Girl right now. You are listening to Rochelle Pitt here on Murray Country.
Oh, yes. Yura, Mayem, and Wadamuli. So my mob, my name is Rochelle Pitt Watson, and my mob are, Noonuckle and Noogie, they're in Quandamooka country, as well as Kalkadoon, Wiri Birigubba people, and also from the eastern islands of the Torres Strait, they're the Meriam people, particularly Arab Island up there in the Torres Strait Islands, yeah. So I'm right from the top to the bottom. Hey, I'm spread out. Nay, Gavin.
Yeah. This is morning rain.
I'm proper Queenslander.
Yeah, yeah.
Nay, shut up.
No. But now, sis, you know, we had a yarn recently on Let's Talk about the amazing work that you're doing, about the gig, you know, that you just finished doing as well. We're here on the day you performed and you did vaccines for Mob. Tell us a bit about today.
Look, today is like a big family get-together, you know. Even though, yes, it's a concert and we're here in South Bank on Yagara country, which is, it's fantastic. It's beautiful sun shining. But today meant so much to me because I didn't just, yes, I got up and performed, which I love to do, and spread the love from my heart through my song, but to be here protecting and caring for my mob here today in the vaccine pop-up clinic. That was IUE, Metro South and Metro North Health too, supporting and looking after our mob. We're really happy. We got a good number of people come through, but we'd love to see more. And, I mean, we are shutting the gates here at 5 o'clock. So, yeah, but it'd still be good to see everyone out because we've got some deadly acts here tonight.
too.
Definitely, definitely. You know, like you mentioned, yourself performed, Mobbing the Dropouts did, the longest set of the day so far, but, you know, they're royalty down this way.
I know, and I haven't seen them for years. I'm talking 10, 15, 20 years, some of them, and then you just come along and see them there, like Mopping the Dropouts now. Rocking as if
they didn't lose a step.
I got the biggest hug, got fan photos, you know, selfies. It was deadly. And I thought, and the good thing is even though I'm getting older now, I'm still relevant in my community and still a part of my community and loves as part of my community. So, yeah, it was special. It was special for me.
It is. One of the key messages is protect our mob our way. We know how to do that. You know, and for anybody listening, if they're unsure of how we do that, how do we look after and protect our mob?
Well, we look after and protect our mob by keeping an eye on each other, ringing up, calling people, keeping in touch, and just having yarn and talking, just asking if people are okay, you know? Especially even in a big city, we get caught up in the 9-to-5 and all that concrete jungle type stuff, but, you know, we can't forget about our spiritual ties and our cultural ties and connection to country and land and to each other. Our spirits do connect with each other. I very much think that's so true. And to keep that alive and well, look out for each other, lift each other up, because there's too many people running our mob down in this country, in our own country. A lot of oppression, a lot of bad things still happen, but there's lots of good things happening too. And I can't wait to, I want to spread that message in my song and my music, but also in the work that I do as a registered nurse, you know?
In regards to the last 18 months, you know, the work that you've been doing as a registered nurse, how important is that?
Oh, yeah, I've learned a lot in that last 18 months as well.
And obviously COVID has just come out of nowhere. Nobody's known what to expect.
Who would have thought in my lifetime, in yours, that we would have seen something like this, a pandemic? I was thinking we might see a zombie apocalypse or something like that. Shut up, which I do like enjoy watching those things. But no, something like this is just, unfathomable. Can you say that? Unfathomable. I haven't witnessed anything like that. But the thing that got me is that the health, you know, Metro South Health, where I work too, and Yui and a lot of the other mob, we come together and worked with each other to look after a mob. Yes, it was a bit slow at the start, and I was a bit upset about that as well, being a black nurse working in the system. But mob are coming together now and doing things, you know. And remember, you, the mob, you people out there, all our countrymen, all our mob, you've got to speak up too. If you're not happy with the health system, you've got to say something about it, you know. That's how we're going to know to learn to change things and make things better. Oh, plus we want more mob to work in the health system too, so more black fellas the better. So if anyone want to become a nurse out there, please, or a doctor or allied health professional, I encourage you to study. Go on to do it in TAFE first if you want, and then go on to uni, because we're looking out for you. I'll be trying to recruit as many mob as I can, many black fellas, as I can in the health system. Yeah, we need more of yous.
When I spoke to you recently on the phone, you just pulled up at a pop-up clinic. I think as soon as you got off, you went and, you know, went straight to work. So, you know, things have been busy, but, you know, thanks this for, you know, continuing, you know, to put that work in for our mob.
Oh, look, any time. I've been working, as I said, for 25 years as a nurse, but I never get tired when it comes to my mob. I always just want to put in that extra effort and that love and kindness, show that there's, you know, a better way to do health, and that's Aboriginal run and led and controlled. I think we can do a lot more in our community, and especially with our mob, you know, letting us know and telling us what we need to do to help make their health and their lives better. But yes.
Thank you, sis.
Thanks, brother boy.
Yeah, name's Joseph Collins, a.k.a. Mackridge. Born in Mackay, grew up in Acacia Ridge, and my mob is Yemen, Gurang Gurang, Waka Waka, and Gugu Yalanji.
We're here today in South Bank for the Brisbane Blacks Live Festival.
Yep.
To celebrate, you know, our mob coming together and knowing how to protect our community.
Mm-hmm.
What does it mean, brother, you know, for yourself to perform alongside many amazing First Nations artists?
Oh, bro, this morning I had no words to say, eh? I was that excited, bro. First time I performed all year, and just to perform alongside, you know, a stacked lineup, bro. I'm up in the Dropouts, highlight for me today. And we still got Maisha and Troy Casadelli to come. That means a lot, bro. And just seeing all the mob here today, too, bro. It's deadly.
18 months ago, you were hardly in Queensland, you know what I mean? You were down south,
yep.
You know what I mean? You were on shows, live shows, you know, doing shooting music videos.
Yeah.
COVID comes along, you know, shocks the world,
yep.
You know, puts you sort of back, you know, or leaves everybody sort of stunned and at home. Now, you know, this has been sort of the first gig in 18 months.
Yep.
How good is that, brother?
Oh, bruh. Like I said, deadly, bruh. Like, I feel exhausted. I only had like a 20-minute set, 50-minute set. I just feel exhausted because the amount of energy that was built up, bruh, you know, in the lead up to today, it's just crazy, bruh.
And you mentioned sort of, you know, Highlight being sort of performing, you know, alongside Troy Castelli, Maisha, mm-hmm. and the likes of the Mop and the Dropouts as well. You know, they're... You know, these are pioneers, besides my issue, me being young, but,
yeah.
You know,
she's
Troy Castelli, Mop and Dropouts, pioneers, brother. You know, tell us a bit about growing up listening to them.
Well, growing up listening to them, you know, they definitely, I guess, you know, my main passion, and that's hip-hop. But before I even heard or knew what hip-hop was, you know, I knew Mop and the Dropouts and, you know, country singers and Bob Marley and that, you know what I mean? And Mop and the Dropouts were always in the mix in my house, you know, so... Yeah, hearing them here today, and their songs are real powerful with the message, you know, so I think a lot of it reverberates and resonates with all the mob here today. Yeah.
And tell us about the importance of coming together as a community, brother, as well. You know, like I said, it's been 18 months. You know, NAIDOC, not just sort of here in Queensland, but around the country, have all been cancelled.
Yep.
This is our first sort of community event in 18 months, brother.
Yep. Well, seeing all the familiar faces here today just feels like an eternity, bro. I haven't seen anyone in that long. So, yeah, it's good. Like you said, it's pretty much like another NAIDOC here in South Bank, man. All the mob here, all the usual faces I see. And, all the kids too, right? It's good to see all the kids running around having a good time.
Definitely, brother, definitely. And thanks for having me on as well. And just lastly, for anybody out here listening and that would have heard you at the Brisbane Blacks Live Festival, where can they find some of your music?
Yeah, so you can get me on Facebook, Mac Ridge. It's MacRidge, one word. And then my Instagram handle is Mac_Ridge. And through those pages, you can suss out my links. And I got everything up on Spotify and YouTube for you to check out. So, yeah, big love to 98.9FM as well, man, for, you know, the tireless work they put into this event as well. All the performers and especially all the mob that come along today.
Definitely. Go check out Mac Ridge on our social media platforms. Definitely go check his music out on Spotify and all other streaming platforms as well. And that was my yarn with Mac Ridge and also Rochelle Pitt at a deadly event on the weekend. As I was sort of alluding to earlier, on Saturday the 4th of December, AAA Murray Country hosted an amazing community event titled Brisbane Blacks Live Music Festival at South Bank. The day was about celebrating our community and just sort of having a look and sort of having a conversation about how we got through the last 18 months and also preparing our community when the borders open on the 17th of this month. The day was full of music with artists and bands like Mop and Dropouts, Troy Castadaly, The Jacks, Mac Ridge, as you just heard, Chloe Terrere, and many more artists as well. We also had a pop-up clinic that was there as well. And every time I kept walking past, there was mob either getting their vaccinations or even just sort of showing that they've been vaxxed to get one of their deadly Brisbane Blacks Live Music Festival T-shirts as well. And that was some of the audio. Joining me now in the studio was somebody who was doing some live crosses on the weekend as well. Good morning, sis. How you going? Yeah, how's things been?
Good morning, Beau, and everybody. Yeah, good. Hey, how deadly was it on the weekend? And yes, talking about that live cross, it was good. I realised that I didn't introduce myself, and when Ian crossed over to me, he said Julia. So, yeah, just for everyone out there, my name's actually Julie.
Yeah, I was thinking, hey, we're just following her name wrong.
I don't know why I didn't correct on the day. I think I was just like, you know, looking around at the crowd and how deadly was it? And like you said, we had, you know, such a good lineup there of musos. Mac Ridge, he really impressed me because I think, brother, like, I've never been really big on the new rap and the, you know, new type music, but my niece there, Kayla, she been, you know, sort of showing me a lot of good stuff, and he really impressed me. He did, and it was good to see. Unfortunately, I missed Chloe Terrier, and I would have loved to have seen her. I remember seeing her mum perform, and her mum actually worked at AAA way back in the day too. She did a couple of shifts there for a while, and her father used to actually be the tech here at AAA back in the old building a long time ago.
Full circle for them all.
Yeah, and I'm really spewing that I didn't get to see her. She don't know me, but, it would have been lovely to see her perform. But I caught some of her stuff out there on the socials of the day, and, just to see our young ones come up and, be there, and the community there supporting, and I'm sure that they would have loved being, on the bill with some of our deadly ones like Mopping the Dropouts and Troy Cassidaly, the big names. Maisha, big name now, and it's really good to see the crowd. Yeah, but like you said, getting out there and everybody supporting and caring for each other and sharing some information, because there's a lot of stuff out there and on social media and, people talking some real nonsense to some of our mob about the vaccine, and it's good that we had people there who are, experts in their field and can answer just about any questions we have around COVID and everything. But as young Mac said there before, and yourself, it was just great to get out and see the mob. There were so many people there that we hadn't seen for a long time.
That was good. I just really quickly, your mob and your country, please, sis.
Oh, yeah, sorry about that. I'm a proud Maroonie woman of the Gurang people and a Noongar woman of the Noonuccal tribe, and also a descendant of the Kari people in central Queensland.
Deadly. It was an amazing day. When you did your live cross, you were going with some of the elders there as well.
Yes, I spoke to Aunty Hazel Short. I think that's her first name. Bless me, bless you, Aunty, if it's wrong. She's going to call me up today because it's funny that I picked her, because she said she's actually been one of the people that's pushing the vaccine a lot up in her community in Ipswich. Mm. She's going to give us a call today just to put out some information about some more pop-up clinics they've got going up there, because she said she believes that they still need to get the numbers up there in Ipswich, So it was good to yarn with her. Mm. She's a Waka Waka woman, and, she lives in Brisbane, lives in Ipswich now, but born in the region. She knew a lot of people. We were yarning. She knew my dad, and, it's just deadly. Like, it was a little bit emotional for me too, bros. Recently I lost my mum, and to be at a big day called Brisbane Blacks, of course I'm going to be thinking of her and all our old people, but it was just lovely to see them mob, and to see Mopping the Dropouts singing, Rabbit's songs, and when Lance
was that his son singing as well?
In Unity there, and to see Lance, singing Cherbourg Boy, like, that's a lot of people's favourites, and he's a lovely man, deadly uncle. But, that really was one of my mum's favourite songs, and it wasn't that long ago at my brother's 30th anniversary, wedding anniversary, Lance was there, and, he said to my mum, "Mum, do you want me to sing it, or do you want me to play it through the music, because he was DJ, I'd love you to sing it," and he did, So when he played that song, of course, I was sitting up the front and tears was just rolling down my eyes, because I can remember my mum singing all them songs to me. But I know that would be a thing for a lot of us, just having that feeling of togetherness, getting together, seeing a lot of mob, aunties, uncles, cousins, brothers, all them jarjums running around playing football, just having a great time. And it was great that Auntie said that she felt like we did a good job in looking after our elders. So, for all the people, IUE and AAA, who were involved, you deserve a good pat on the back for that, because they seemed really happy. It was a very hot day, and it was good that we made sure that, they were comfortable and everybody seemed to be having a good time. I saw the stuff on ABC TV earlier in the week with Troy Cassidaly and Jam and Dean Brady, promoting it. And, to see Dean up there with his father, just amazing. He's progressing and becoming, a much deadlier performer every time you see the young fella, But as a good friend of mine said the next morning, he was feeling very proud to be a black fella, It was a beautiful day. And for those of you who have missed it, unfortunately you missed that one, but hopefully we might have some more in the future, something like that. It was a really good concept, And as you mentioned, all them health workers there with the information. But, just again, I think it was a good venue, It was a real family vibe, community vibe. Yeah.
It was good. It was a 3-week turnaround. So big shout out to Dan, Jai, Rhea, and Darren. You know, Darren, I don't think Darren actually sat down that day. It was also shout out to brother,
our
man.
Mr. Fix It Man.
Yeah,
he's
literally
been going for, you know, weeks, hasn't he?
Yes.
And, you know, early mornings, late evenings. I wasn't there for pack up, but that's shame saying that because I should have been, but it would have been huge and probably started raining, you know.
Yeah,
so
it did. When the last act
congratulations
played,
on all the mob and all the volunteers who come along, Shay Skeen there helping out too, you know, all the mob.
Was it Big Youth Arts as well, yep.
Without everybody helping, yeah, that's right, and Alethea, without everybody putting in their bit, it wouldn't have been the day, you know, that it was. And I think there's a lot of mob. I had quite a few mob too Saturday night and yesterday, you know, texting around saying, oh, I wish I'd come, you know, now. And one niece was saying, I was at home with my sister and we was listening to Mob and the Dropouts, and she said, and I said to her, why are we doing this? We should be in there. This is real gammon. And I said, yeah, because it was a real nice day, eh?
Yeah, lots of people saying, oh, when's the next one? You know, like, you know, want to bring the rest of the mob in. So if we do another one, I think we might have to get a bigger venue. Because not everyone going to fit on, you know, on that little bank area that it was just in front of the river.
True, eh?
Beautiful spot, you know, just on the river there as well. As soon as the sun went down, you know, and the breeze was sort of, you know, coming through, just made it for an amazing day. And the elders, like, they got there the first thing in the morning, stayed the whole day.
Yes.
You know, like some of the old followers
I was
sitting
with,
yeah, they sat there till the last act as well.
They
yeah.
did too. And they were all waiting. Arnie there said to me, you know, I've been here since 10 o'clock. You know, daughter, and she's saying, haven't heard any country music yet. I said, it's coming soon, Art. So, yeah, no, it was good. You know, Ian there was good, Bush Tucker Bungie in the crowd, and, yeah, a lot of fun was had, and, yeah, just a lot of deadly blackness. I think it was a great day.
It was a deadly day with a lot of beautiful black people here in Brisbane to turn out and support our community for preparations for when the border does open very shortly. You know, and just if there's anybody out there, you know, who's curious, who's concerned, you know, about vaccinations or about the borders opening, just go to your local Aboriginal Health Service in your area and in your region. Book in to have a conversation.
Yeah.
You know, you don't even book in to get it first. Just have a conversation and make yourself feel comfortable.
Like you said,
yes.
It's all about your informed decision, eh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Don't let anybody tell you what you need to do. Just find out the information and make your decision.
Mm, definitely. And to take us out, I'm going to play a whole bunch of music from Mac Ridge, Chloe Terrier, Troy Castellani, but coming up right now is Brisbane Blacks with Mop and the Dropouts. You're listening to Let's Talk here on AAA Murray Country.
AAA Murray Country, ooh!